Second Round Dundalk, it's in support of men's mental health. It's a boxing orientated program that I've decided to take on the initiative for men's mental health awareness, a community where men help men and positive environment. I had a background in youth work and boxing also, and you know, I've lost three people in the last couple of years very close to me through suicide and addictions, and really I do feel that people need more help. I feel that men are struggling in silence. And, you know, everybody needs a positive environment or a positive person that can lead them to better choices or a better direction in life.
I'm so sorry to hear that that's happened to you in your life. And unfortunately, it's not an uncommon situation that people are encountering losing loved ones in this way. What exactly, like what events and what things do you do as part of Second Round Dundalk? What do you organise for people that do come along?
So I organised for this to be in Icehouse Park in Dundalk at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. I organised for it to be a light training session, and it's boxing orientated. So we did the first one Sunday. It was light warm up, approximately about 10 minutes. We did some beginning fundamental boxing drills. So I was teaching everyone movements. We were doing, you know, they were doing some partner work also with each other, which was quite fun, and it was really enjoyment part of that. We did some, you know, we did exercises after that also, kind of like a circuit. And then we had a conversation afterwards, and everyone was really happy, and, you know, the good endorphins were released, and, you know, it was great to see people, like, really enjoying themselves.
The whole message seems to be train, talk, and reset. That is your idea. Which is really powerful to see it playing out in real time. And as we know, there's often a big stigma around men and mental health, something we've talked about multiple times even on the show. With this initiative, how are you hoping to break down those barriers?
Well, I think being that positive person or creating a positive environment where men feel safe to be supported by other men. Just like training is a great way, I feel like, you know, like, because it really does gets people moving. It gets them exercising, which is proven to be great for your mental health. And then, just as I said previously, about good endorphins being released and bringing a good side out of people. And, you know, everything is dropped at the gate. You do your training. And then if anyone needs a conversation afterwards, which will happen, you know, that is there for them. And it's an area where, like, it's totally discreet. Everybody's welcome. Like, I put it down to males 14 plus, and anybody is welcome. And I've had questions of people as well, like saying, oh, you know, they were nervous to come with this, and that's the stigma that we're trying to get rid of. And I feel that is the problem. Well, people do not feel they have a belonging and a sense of belonging in a community. This is going to be that space.
I know as well, the sessions being free and open to all fitness levels, accessibility is obviously very important to you. How have you made that such a key part of what this is trying to establish?
Yeah, so I made it to be free. I wanted people to be able to access training and for free, and just the fact that it's good for their mental health. So there's no financial gain to be taken from this. It's like, some people are struggling, may not have money, you know, people from different walks of life. So I want people that's struggling, or even people that just want to train, to be able to access this free of charge, so that's never going to close the door on anybody that wants to avail of this.
Because you've obviously spotted this kind of this gap in services, perhaps for men, for young men in particular. What do you think needs to be done on a bigger level in society to address the issues surrounding the stigma around men's mental health and things like that?
Yeah, the silence, I suppose, is the biggest factor. You know, whether it's your best friend, your brother, your father, uncle, you know, even a stranger, people, like, they're not telling you. You could be right beside them. You know, you don't know the problems that's going on in the head. And often men are afraid, like, to open up. I do think that that's an area that really needs to be worked on. And in society, it's major. And young people growing up need to know about this and be aware that it is okay not to be okay, and that people are there to help, and there is positive people in the world. And you'd be surprised, if you do ask for help, the people will give you help when it's needed. You know, it's such powerful, just one powerful question is asking someone for help, and definitely, like, I'm pretty positive, like, that I will help and others will help also.
Have you already seen a lot of feedback, positive feedback, from people who have attended the event since launching? I know you just touched on it there. Some people were saying that they'd been nervous to come along, but what has the overwhelming sense been when the session's finished?
Yeah, everybody was delighted and kind of surprised by the movement of the training session, and that they did enjoy it. Some people may have thought it may have been a bit harder or, you know, complicated, and I broke it down to the back to the basics and fundamental training, and people were delighted, especially with the power walk. You know, it was great fun, and yeah, they were happy after it. And like, I had got good feedback and people saying that they really needed it. And you know, there was some people there that maybe they were going out on Saturday night, and instead they chose to come to the Sunday morning, which I thought was very strong. And that's why I wanted to run this on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You know, so people could have a good week, and this could be the end of the week and the start of the next week coming. So if that stops somebody from going out on a Saturday night and drinking, consuming alcohol and not feeling great on a Sunday morning, they have somewhere to go on Sunday morning, and it's giving them purpose and sense of belonging.
Would you welcome like clubs and organisations like yours being set up with a similar message in other parts of the country? Do you think that would be really beneficial? Because this seems to have had a good impact on your local community, and I'm sure it could elsewhere too.
Yeah, I do think it should be nationwide. I had got a good friend that I was part of the national boxing team with, and I know he had done this in Northern Ireland, and it was wide off for mental health and was very, you know, like, it was successful and continues to have. I do think it should be nationwide. I think it's great for people, and if I was ever be able to give help or, you know, make that happen in any way, I'd definitely be on for that. I think this should be brought into schools as well, so grassroots level, and really come up with the next generation.
For people who might be listening to you this evening, chatting on the show, who might be a bit on the fence about going to this particular event, Second Round Dundalk, or something similar, what would you say to encourage them just to give it a go?
It's an absolute no pressure environment. I think definitely come down. If there's any doubts or in your mind of not coming, like, try and put them, you know, to the back of your head rather than the front. Come down, and it's friendly environment. If there was some people there and they were feeling, or they don't have to complete the exercise, they can come down and watch it if that's what they like. They can start it, and if it's a bit too much for them, they can pull back. Just no pressure environment. And I do believe that if people do start coming to this and taking part, even if it's in support of mental health and helping others that are struggling, that it's for a great purpose, and definitely it's going to be very welcoming for everybody. Boxing especially was never known to discriminate at any level. I've never seen it in a boxing club ever, which is amazing. Like, it's every boxing club across the world I've entered, it's always the same environment, and it's very openly friendly and great environment. And I've never walked out of a gym feeling unhappy, apart from if you're having a bad spot or something like that. Like, but as in training, it's like, you're always going to come out much happier and feeling like you've achieved something.
Where can we find you online if people want to find out more about Second Round Dundalk?
Online, I've just created a Facebook and Instagram media page last week for the launch, Second Round Dundalk. I just created an email address, secondrounddundalk@gmail.com, if anybody was not on social media and wanted to reach out on that.
Amazing. Ricky, thank you so much for all of that information as well, particularly about the email, because there are people that might not be on social media as much as other people are. So it's great to have that avenue as well, all about the accessibility. Thank you so much for chatting to me on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks very much, Valerie. I appreciate it.